Hey, welcome to day five, my friends. It's called Not by Thought Alone. I began this chapter by quoting the great French philosopher Descartes, who famously said, "I think, therefore I am." He was trying to figure out basically what is it about human existence that allows us to know that we exist. But Judaism celebrates, of course, the intellect, our ability to think and reason. But the Torah also sees our humanity defined not by thought, but by action. And if you look at the Rambam, the great Maimonides and his laws of character traits, he asks the very fundamental question is, how do we change? How do we get better? And we can talk and we can think and we can postulate and pontificate and philosophize. But at the end of the day, the Rambam seemed to be a behavioralist. It was all about doing things. And he says in his Hilchos Deos, in his laws of character traits, it says, how can a person accustom himself to basically change, to follow a certain temperament that he wants to follow? If he's a little too easily angered and he wants to get more sensitive, he's too sensitive, he wants to develop a little more of a spine, he should basically take, perform, repeat, and perform a third time whatever acts which conform to the standards of the middle road temperament. And he should do this constantly until these acts are easy for him and don't present any difficulty. It's basically BMOD, which is behavior modification. You just act out what you want to be, and you just keep doing it until it becomes part of your personality. Of course, that's not the only approach when we're trying to change. Sometimes psychoanalysis, talk therapy is important, but often just doing whatever it is we want to become can be super, super helpful. And a very famous line from the Sefer HaChinuch, which is one of the most influential Jewish books of all time, of unknown authorship, he said, "Acharei ha'pulot nimshechu ha'levavot." Acharei ha'pulot, after one's actions, nimshechu, does one's heart follow. We always think, I can't really do something, I'm a hypocrite, I'm inconsistent, if I do something that I'm not thinking about or I'm not feeling. Judaism very much believes that if you want to start feeling something, then start doing something. Don't wait for this great moment to happen, just start doing the right thing. It's more of a behavioralist approach to Judaism. Every day I like to share with you an idea from my new book called The Jewish Experience, and I have a couple of things in there that relates to this. Number one, how did the Jewish people accept the Torah at Har Sinai? They famously said, Naseh v'nishma. We will do it and we will hear it, which seems opposite. Like, you know, let me see what's in the Torah first, which is what the other nations of the world did. And then I'll determine if it's a good thing or not. No, the Jewish people already understood that if you want to really appreciate and internalize the Torah, you can't just speak about it. You can't just think about it. You actually have to start doing it. And the great medieval scholar, Rabbeinu Yonah, I quoted this in the book, suggests that the Jewish people understood that to experience the divinity inherent in the Torah, you have to practice it. You have to live by it. Observing the Torah, of course, appreciating it intellectually is important, but it's missing something if we're also not doing it. The other thing I mentioned as well is a quote from the late and great Rabbi Soloveitchik, who went in my chapter on kindness, who says that Judaism directs an individual who's uncertain how to act in the face of human need to act with compassion. And when you act in a sensitive fashion to other people, it gradually transforms you. The goal in Judaism is not simply to be a person who performs acts of kindness, who manages to squeeze out the right thing to do here and there, but it's to become what he says, a rachaman. A rachaman is someone who is kind. How do you become an is kind kind of person? By repeatedly doing acts of kindness. And there are all sorts of other things. One thing I mentioned also in the chapter on tefillah, and this is from the Baal HaTanya, one of the great Hasidic masters, is that when we pray, praying involves action. And it seems like very cerebral and just super spiritual. But if you think about it, praying involves the throat, the lips, the palate, the tongue, and the teeth. And when you're involving the physical parts of the body, you get to elevate those aspects of your physical existence. Again, the theme is doing. And my good friend Tuvia Book, he's a tour guide often on our trips to Israel, and he likes to say, he's actually serving in Gaza now, incredible. He likes to say, to Jew is to do. And that's a very, very important lesson. When you're thinking, should I not, just do it. The doing, the action, the behavior transforms us. We are not simply a product of our thoughts or of our feelings, but our feelings and our thoughts are engendered and are produced by our actions.